The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And our broadcast location, presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And our pregame show tonight, presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location at Mount Spokane High School, where the Wahigh Blue Devil girls will be playing the Mount Spokane Wildcats in a play-in contest for the right to advance to the District 6 tournament, which begins this weekend. Three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend, former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. You know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And don't forget, folks, don't forget. I want to thank George and Chase Hessler of Edward Jones. They are contributing $10 this season to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point field goal made by the Wahigh boys and girls. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They are on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They'll be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And during that halftime report, we feature, as you all know, halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Our postgame show tonight will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Bell Construction, featuring Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by the MacArthur Company during that post-game show. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls coming in 8-13 on the season. Mount Spokane 4-16. But that was the regular season. Now we are into a pre-postseason game, if you will, a play-in contest with the winner advancing to district, and the loser will see its season come to an end for 2025 and 26. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we will have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also a Coach's Corner interview, a special one with Wahigh assistant coach Maggie Nicholson. Coming up next, a player profile interview with Wahigh senior Corinne Hayes. We'll have that for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined once again by Wahi senior Corinne Hayes for our player profile interview. And Corinne, as we're conducting this interview, it is after a Monday practice leading up to the regular season finale at Pasco. And then after that, it's going to be a play-in game at Mount Spokane on Thursday. Now that the regular season has basically come to an end, as you look back, what are your reflections on the season, the regular season that is just concluded?
It was a really fun year. Like, it was cool to have so many freshmen, and I feel like we just had a lot of fun, and we didn't, like, take things... Well, we took things serious, but not, like, ever to the point where we were super stressed out, which was super nice.
Well, that's great. I mean, sometimes you go into a season, you go into a game, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of adversity, a lot of anxiety, and so forth. But I got the impression a lot of games this year that you were out there having a lot of fun, and I think the game that sticks out in my mind, as far as everybody just having a blast, was that win at Sageview in late January. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was just getting after it in one way or another.
Yeah, that game was super cool because all the freshmen got, like, a ton of minutes, and some of our swingers got to come up, too. So it was really cool to, like, see them get a lot of minutes and get to run our plays and be super successful. So it was really cool to see.
And is it hard to believe that we are very, very close to that bittersweet aspect of your high school career, the fact that it's going to be coming to an end very, very soon?
Yeah, I haven't really wrapped my head around it yet. It's a very, like, weird feeling. For soccer, it definitely was like, I have, like, a future. Like, I'm going to go play soccer in college, but basketball, it's going to be hard to, like, let go of the sport as a whole.
And what was senior night like last Saturday night?
It was super special. It was really memorable. The Delilah did a super good job with just getting us so many presents and treating us super. We felt really special, so it was really nice.
Well, you should, because you're a very, very special group of young ladies, and you certainly will be missed. Make no mistake about that. And before you know it, the freshmen on this year's team will be having a senior night. But first things first, we've still got some basketball left to be played this season. Now, again, we're conducting this interview prior to the regular season finale at Pasco, and then a play-in game where it's about survive and advance on Thursday at Mount Spokane. So hopefully, as we're conducting this interview, we're hopeful that the Blue Devils got the W on the road against Pasco. Hopefully, you'll take that momentum into the Thursday game at Mount Spokane. So an adventure on the road up to the Great White North coming up on Thursday. So what are the expectations for that contest? One of those where if you win, you move on. Otherwise, the season comes to an end.
I just feel like we just need to stay focused. It's going to be a really hard week of practice. We're going to make sure we have to be, like, dialed in all the time. And yes, tomorrow, like, matters. But, like, win or lose, we're still playing on Thursday, and that game is still a lot more important. So in practice today, we focused a lot on just Mount Spokane and their plays and their defense and everything. So we're ready.
And I would have to say that you have quite the following. A lot of people in Blue Neville Nation absolutely adore one Corinne Hayes, and perhaps nobody more than Grandma Baugh, who you told me to say hi to on a couple of our broadcasts, so certainly a very, very special person.
Yeah, so that's Macy and Micah's grandma, and they're really close family friends, so she's like become my adopted grandma, and I just love her.
Well, she's certainly a very, very special person, and we certainly appreciate the fact that she listens to the broadcasts, and we have those opportunities to give her a shout-out. And amidst all the tumult and all the loudness over at Sageview, was able to give her a shout-out. And then I think the other night at Southridge, we were able to give her a shout-out as well. So as you look back, you know, it's been 4 years. Hard to believe, I know. I mean, I'm going to be saying this to the likes of Gracie Pierce, the likes of Raylan McNeil, and the likes of Micaiah Lawyer in about 3 years' time. But as you look back on the body of work, what does one Corinne Hayes see when she has a look at the last 4 years?
I think for me, just the most important thing has just been playing with my best friends. It's been super special to like be with Bridget the last 4 years, and Lucy, and then like the last few, like Delilah. And all the seniors that graduated last year and before that, it's been super cool to make memories and relationships with all the people around me. And I think that's a really cool thing about sports is like you get to be with your best friends while doing something you love.
And Blue Devil Nation, make no mistake about it, this young lady I just got done speaking to, you might say that she too is super cool. And we certainly want to thank Corinne Hayes for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Eliah. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And we have a very special surprise for our Coach's Corner interview this time around. We are delighted to be joined by Maggie Nicholson, an assistant Wahi basketball program on the girls' side. Maggie coaches her share of baby devils during the course of the season. She's been in for multiple years, and certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with her for our Coach's Corner interview. And Maggie, let's look at the varsity. The fact that they got to the postseason this year, a very nice accomplishment considering the disappointment of a season ago when the team, in fact, did not reach the postseason. And when you consider that the team lost 8 seniors from a season ago, the girls this year have not done a bad job. I mean, you've got a roster with 5 seniors, 5 freshmen, and sandwiched in between 1 junior. So from your vantage point, what kind of year has it been for the Wahi varsity?
I think it's been a great year. You know, with losing 5 seniors and having 5 freshmen, we're young, but that's also our strength. They're coachable, they play with energy, and they're getting meaningful varsity minutes early. Every game is a learning opportunity, and the experience they're getting now is going to pay off for the Blue Devils moving forward.
I think you're absolutely right, and these freshmen have done a fine, fine job this year, and, you know, yes, they've taken some lumps, and you might expect that from first-year players who are trying to adjust from, say, the junior varsity program, for example, to moving up to the varsity level, but, boy, they've certainly had some very good moments. Talk, if you would, about these young ladies that Shayla Creason, a senior on this year's Wahi team, absolutely adores.
You know, they're such a wonderful group. They work hard. I got the experience of having them for summer basketball, and I got a really good dose of how they play. They play with passion. They give it their all. They are very, they're very emotional about it as well. They don't take losing lightly. They go out with a winning attitude, and they strive for greatness every time they hit that floor, and they're lovely human beings to boot.
That is for sure. And speaking of lovely human beings, you've got some lovely human beings that you are coaching as well. Talk about what your band of Baby Devils did this season.
The C team had an outstanding season this year. We dealt with low numbers all year, but our swingers were reliable and ready, and they brought effort and energy whenever we needed them. It was one of our best seasons that we've had yet.
Well, that's certainly good to hear, and I imagine it bodes well for the future of Wahai girls basketball. I mean, you look at the freshmen at the varsity level and then some of the Baby Devils doing some good things, and sandwiched in between your team and the varsity, Hebrew Ingram has done a very, very nice job with the junior varsity, and I know that they've had some pratfalls here recently. They've had overcome some injuries and so forth, and have did slump a bit late in the season, but prior to that, my goodness, they provided Blue Devil Nation with a lot of really exciting moments too, right?
They sure did. I think Coach Hebrew came in blazing trails for them. He really set the pace for them. They worked so hard, and they did. We did go through some injuries and sickness went all through our team, but man, there wasn't a second that they weren't out there at every practice, showing up, working hard, and doing their thing.
And you know a little something about winning. You had yourself quite the high school basketball career. Why don't you tell us about that, and also tell us how you perhaps incorporate that in a way that you are allowed to share your experiences with some of the Wahai athletes?
You know, I ended up with 3 state titles. I was a freshman, and I made the varsity, and those were really big shoes to fill. And it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I played with the same group of girls for, I think, 11 years total, starting very, very young, I think, in the second grade. Those, making it to state every single year and then walking away with 3 state titles, making history, was definitely all-time greatest experiences of my life. And my hope is that I can take the experience that I have and help these girls make a difference in their lives and help them create their heart for the game, just like I had.
Now, going forward, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the regular season finale at Pasco, an upcoming a play-in game for the right to advance to the district tournament, which begins this weekend. A challenge coming up on the road at Mount Spokane. The bottom line is, this is a contest where the winner will go into the district tournament as the number 8 seed and oppose Ridgeline on the road on Saturday night. The loser, on the other hand, will see its season come to an end. So talk about all of the cliches that come into play. Survive in advance. Win and you're in. Lose and your season is over, and so forth. So certainly a big one coming up on Thursday night.
Yep, I know that these ladies do not want their season to be over. It is do or die, now or never. We have prepped for this all year long, all season long. I know that we're going to go out and we're going to give it our best.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top 2 names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
weekend back once again at Maxwell County High School. Eli, coming to you from our Tomlin's Pharmacy broadcast location. Now, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. Gar playing Macklin, 5 feet 5 inches tall in the firmament. Lucy Billingsley, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Bridget Boyd, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior guard. And Lauren Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. The flag dropping down from the rafters of the Mount Spokane High School gymnasium. And we will now have our national anthem. And now continuing our starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, we now focus on the Mount Spokane Wildcats. Their starting lineup, as announced by head coach Jim Redman, it will feature at guard Desiree Manuel. She is 5 feet 8 inches tall and a junior. Dakota Weiss at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a junior. Jalen Rubright at center, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a senior. Eleanor Romanuk at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a freshman. And rounding out the starting lineup for Mount Spokane will be Bailey Tampion. She is 5 feet 9 inches tall and a sophomore. She is a forward slash guard. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to Mount Spokane High School after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. About to bring you a play-in game between the Walhide Blue Devils and Mount Spokane Wildcats. Winner of this game will advance to the District 6 tournament, which begins on Saturday. The loser will see its season come to an end. The Walhide Blue Devil boys tonight playing at North Central, playing in a similar type game, and we hope to have quarterly updates for you. Compliments of Peter Allen during the course of this evening. And our first quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Walhide athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And we'll be getting this contest underway at 6:03 on this Thursday night. Delilah Friends in jumping center for the Blue Devils, opposed by Romanuk, and the tip is controlled by the Blue Devils after touching several hands. Far side, Bridget Boyd with the basketball. Bridget will loop it near side. Lucy Billingsley gets by a Wildcat, gets the high post far side, off to Boyd. Three far side is up and no good. Offensive rebound taken by Corinne Hayes. And Hayes lays the ball up and in. And the Blue Devils out to a nice start, leading by a score of 2-0. Mount Spokane with his first possession. Here is Manuel driving far side and missing the lay-in. The rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes down the near side on the dribble. Corinne will stop on the near side. Get it off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley will be stripped in the lane. The ball turned over by the Blue Devils and taken by Mount Spokane. Manuel with the basketball. Dribbles to the far side. And she'll hand it off on the far side to Romanu. That's on the near side to Weiss. Weiss driving near side. Throws up a wild left-hander. No good, but there for the offensive rebound. And putback is Campion to tie the ball game at 2-2. Just over a minute into the first quarter of this play-in contest. I'm delighted to have you with us on this Thursday night from Spokane. Inside here is Delilah Franzen putting the ball up and in after a nice pass far side by Bridget Boyd. And Delilah Franzen gives the Blue Devils a 4-2 edge. 6:34 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. The bounce pass inside gets away and is taken by Corinne Hayes. A pass by Weiss looking for Rubright inside, but Hayes with the interception. Here is Boyd in the far corner of Franzen. Franzen driving, stopping, popping, and missing. Between high post and low post left side, and Mount Spokane comes away with a rebound. That one collected by Rubright. On the far side, it's Manuel. Loops a ball inside, cut put up and missed by Campion, and the Blue Devils with a rebound. Hayes will loop it on the near side to Billingsley, inside for Franzen. Franzen gets possession, puts it up, shot blocked. Rebound inside, taken by Boyd. Her shot is no good, and the rebound comes off to Rubright of Mount Spokane. Wildcats on the run. Here is Manuel on the far side. Gets it on the wing to Romanuk. Good dribble out front. Attempt a three. It's off the glass and off the iron. Offensive rebound is claimed by Mount Spokane. A wild shot put up by Campion. It's no good. Getting the offensive rebound is Rubright. She'll get it on the near side for another attempt by Campion that is no good. Another offensive rebound taken by the Wildcats. And laying the ball up and in is Weiss to tie the score at 4-4. 5:20 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. An errant pass will go into the backcourt. The Blue Devils going to be called for over and back. Bridget Boyd double-teamed at near side, bounced it out front. The ball by Lucy Billingsley and into the backcourt. Claimed by Billingsley, and as soon as she claimed it, the over and back violation came to fruition. In a zip zone Conoco substitution, Gracie Pierce into the ball game for the Blue Devils. She is in for Molly Franklin. Now Spokane in possession. Manuel will loop it inside for Campion. Campion lost the basketball. It was knocked away by the Blue Devils. And Mount Spokane will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. With 5:08 left in the first quarter, we are tied at 4. Looping pass to Campion at the high post near side. One dribble on Corinne Hayes. Shot over Hayes. Is not close. The rebound comes off to Bridget Boyd. Boyd pass on the far side for Gracie Pierce. Pierce will hand it off to Boyd. Boyd will stop and pop far side for three. It's off the rim, no good. Hustles for her own rebound and claims it. Goes along the far baseline and then lost the basketball to Mount Spokane. Rubright with the steal. Mount Spokane comes the other way in a tie ball game. Near side, it is Manuel with the basketball. Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Manuel, top of the key, gets it on the near side to Rubright. Now on the near side for a three-pointer. It's up and no good for Manuel. A little too strong. Rebound up to Corinne Hayes. Outlet far side is knocked away and out of bounds to the far sideline by Manuel. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. And a couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for Mount Spokane. Hannah Resch into the ball game. Also into the contest is Lydia Holla. Blue Devils inbound far side. The ball into Boyd. Inside for Franzen. Franzen's lane put up and good! Nicely done by the Blue Devils and Delilah Franzen with 4 points in the game. And it's now 6-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. 4-12 and counting left in the first quarter. A near knockaway far side, but the ball taken to the midcourt area by Holla. Now it's on the far side to Rubright. Rubright on the dribble. Out front to Weiss. Weiss driving far side. Throws up a left-hander that's around and off. No good. A heartbreak. Rebound deflected by the Blue Devils and taken by Gracie Pierce. And now to Corinne Hayes. Far side to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley on the far side. It is Bridget Boyd. Bouncing in the lane for Billingsley. The ball is knocked away. A near-held ball, but the ball out of bounds off Mount Spokane. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer into the contest for Wahai. And she'll replace a hustling Delilah Franzen with 3:42 remaining first quarter. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wahai 6, Mount Spokane with 4. Looping pass in for Corinne Hayes. Hayes in the top of the key area. Gets it inside. The ball off the hands, but recovered far side by Gracie Pierce. Now it's Lawyer up top to Corinne Hayes. Near side, Bridget Boyd. With 5 on the shot clock, she'll try a 3. Near side and hit it! Holy Toledo! What a shot by Bridget Boyd! And that Bruce Reed 3 means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Blue Devils 9, Wildcats 4. 3:13 and counting time remaining first quarter. Manuel drives far side, throws it up, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Resch, and her shot swatted out of bounds down in the low block, and the ball will stay with Mount Spokane. The Wildcats will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. In the far corner, it is Manuel with a basketball. Dribbles to the wing, stops, gets it to the top of the key to Resch. Resch with a pass inside for Rubright. To Resch. Now they get it up top with the shot clock expiring. Shot out front for 3, no good by Manuel. Rebound deflected, taken by Mount Spokane. A put back in the lane is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes as she fouled Holla in the lane. And that is the first foul of the contest. And it will mean 2 1-1 game Ryan free throws for Lydia Holla. The first is no good. Zip zone Conoco at substitution. Delilah Franzen re-enters for the Blue Devils for Corinne Hayes. And in for Mount Spokane. Re-entry, Bailey Tampion. And also into the ball game is Lizzie Sesnick for the Wildcats. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Second Wallawalla Daily Grind free throw up and good. And here is Boyd on the move, near side to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane, throw it up with the left hand and miss it. And the rebound off to Resch. Mount Spokane in possession. Sesnick gets it in the far corner to Weiss. Weiss to the wing. Stops. Bounce it up top to Sesnick. Sesnick on the dribble between the rings. Pass on the near side with a basketball is Holla. Holla will get it up top to Tampion. Tampion on the dribble, a bounce pass inside, stolen by Bridget Boyd. Boyd down the middle of the lane. Bridget Boyd all the way, right-handed lane is up and good for Bridget Boyd. Bridget Boyd building a bridge to a 7-point, or make it a 6-point Blue Devil lead, 11-5, as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Now, O'Kan in possession of the basketball on the far side. It is Holla. Holla gets it in the lane to Resch. And the ball is knocked away and taken by the Blue Devils. Lawyer is knocked to the deck and fouled. That's going to be the first foul of the game on the Wildcats. It is called on Tampion. Zip zone Conoco substitution. A re-entry for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin checks in. And she replaces Lucy Billingsley. And Corinne Hayes re-entering for the Blue Devils. And she'll replace Bridget Boyd with 1:44 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Both teams hungry for a victory. The Blue Devils ending the regular season 8-13. Now Spokane 4-16. Near side, it is Franklin with the basketball. Driving near side, her shot is swatted out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Weiss, and the Blue Devils will retain with 23 seconds on the shot clock. 1:36 on the game clock. 11-5, the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution, Manuel checks into the contest, and she is in for Rubright. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Makaya Lawyer to do the honors. She'll bounce it inside for Franklin. Franklin gets it on the near side to Pierce. Pierce shot just inside the free throw line, rattles home. Gracie Pierce with a field goal, and that could easily qualify as our Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game, and the Blue Devils up 8. 13-5 with 1:17 and counting left in the first quarter. Errant pass far side taken by Delilah Franzen. Franzen to the near side on the dribble. Hands it off to Lucy Billingsley. Back inside for Franzen. On the near wing to Pierce. One dribble into the lane. Short shot on the way is rounded off a heartbreak. Rebound deflected far side taken by Tampion of Mount Spokane. And into the front court comes Manuel for Mount Spokane. Pass on the near side. Shot slotted out of bounds. Holy Toledo. What a play by Gracie Pierce as she knocks that three-point attempt near side by Sesnick out of bounds to the near sideline, and the ball will stay in the possession of the homestanding Mount Spokane Wildcats. 13-5, the Blue Devils. We're in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter, and a pass on the far side, an errant pass by Holla going out of bounds past the intended target, Manuel, and it will be Blue Devil basketball. Hayes inbounds it to Franklin. A little bit of backcourt pressure by the Wildcats. Here is Hayes, far side to Franklin. Molly, middle of the floor, will bounce it for Franzen. Now on the far side, driving far side, left hand laying up and no good for Pierce, but her follow is good. Gracie Pierce with four, and the Blue Devils up 10, 15-5. 27 seconds and counting time remaining first quarter. Now Spokane in possession of the basketball, going against a 2-3 Blue Devil zone. On the far side with a basketball, Sesnick gets it up top to Manuel. Gets it to the high post. Now a pass inside. Shot put up and no good by Tampion after a lovely pass inside by Rash. She does not score, but she is fouled. She is fouled by Gracie Pierce. That is her first, team second. And to the stripe is Tampion for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one in the air. Doink! Off the back of the rim, no good. It remains 15-5, the Blue Devils, with 11 7/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And we're delighted to have you with us on this Thursday night. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Tampion. Here is Corinne Hayes. Pass on the far side with 7 on the game clock. Franklin far side puts one up and misses it. Rebound taken by Resch, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. And after one, Walla high 15. Mount Spokane, 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
A quick update from North Central High School in Spokane. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing North Central in the early going. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. North Central 15 and Wahai 8. The second quarter of this game presented by our good friend for Wahai athlete Karen Murphy at Mountain High. Out of the timeout period, a lane put up and good by Rash off a pass near side by Tampion. There were multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions during the timeout period. Will throw the basketball away, and Mount Spokane in possession. Manuel on the near side. Goes to Sesame. And Manuel now on the far side. Almost on the line of frame. Taken by Romanu. Shot out front for free. Put up and miss by Manuel. Ball commands by the Blue Devils. And Mount Spokane will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Shot clock reset to 30, and Mount Spokane to inbound. Manuel to do the honors. Loops it up top, and with the basketball is Romanuk. He'll dribble to the near side, around a screen by Rash. Stops, pass on the near side, almost stolen by Lucy Billingsley, but taken by Cessnick. Now it's at the high post to Tampion. Tampion in deep on the right-hand side, shot blocked by Corinne Hayes. The ball taken inside, almost taken inside, fumbled out of bounds by Rash. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 7:05 left in the second quarter. 15-8 is our score in favor of the Wahai Blue Devils. Preston Road black jerseys this evening. And the Zip Zone Conoco of substitutions, Dakota Wolf in Rubric. Yes. Mount's pass is intercepted by Delilah Franzen. Franzen near side of the basketball. Stops on the wing to Pierce. Up to Hayes. Inside for Boyd. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Mount Spokane. And the ball stays with the Blue Devils. Bridget Boyd to inbound. 15-8 the Blue Devils with 6:53 left in the second quarter. Looping pass in for Corinne Hayes. Hayes near side. Hayes. On the far side, Boyd. A three on the way by Bridgie. Going to be short. Just a little short. And the rebound comes off. Taken very confidently by Rash. She gives off to Manuel. Manuel into the front court with the basketball. She'll drive on the far side. Going to take it all the way. Lay it up and in. And a foul is going to be called. Beautiful drive on the far side. And the foul on the Blue Devils. It is called on Gracie Pearson. That is her second. Third of the game on the Blue Devils. Step into the stripe for a Walla-Walla Daily Grind free throw, hoping to complete a three-point play, is Manuel. The free throw, in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Corinne Hayes, and then she dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds, and the ball back to Mount Spokane. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Makaya Lawyer into the contest for Gracie Pierce. Pierce to the sideline after picking up two personal fouls. That is unfortunate. Another quick update from North Central High School. Ooh! The end of the first quarter, Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing, but by only two. North Central 19, Wahai 17. Shot near side by Manuel. Off the mark. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Mount Spokane. Ball to be inbounded by Manuel. Bouncing on the near side to Rash. Rash into the lane, gets on the far side for a shot on the way. Off the back of the rim, two, three times, no good. But a follow is up and good. Weiss with the follow. Off the miss by Rubright. And a steal on the backcourt. And ball put up and in by Weiss. And suddenly it is 15-14 in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's Makaya Lawyer in the backcourt. Bounce on the near side for Franzen. The ball lost, taken by Rash. And then taken back by Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the lane. Boyd will be tied up and Boyd will be fouled in the lane. Things getting a little sloppy. Rubright called for the foul. And Bridget Boyd to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Bridget with five first quarter points. Her first free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. 15-14 the Blue Devils, 5:53 remaining to be played in the second quarter. The Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Bridget Boyd. On its way, and it is good. Nothing but net. Nothing but nylon. Nothing but the bottom of the basket for Bridget Boyd. And it's 16-14, the Blue Devil. Shot near side for three, no good by Manuel. And the rebound comes off to Bridget Boyd. Gives it off in the backcourt to Corinne Hayes. Far side to Boyd. Bridget crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Gives it off on the far side to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball. Stops. Far side. It is Boyd. A long three on the way, and that's going to be well short and taken by Rubra of the Wildcats.
comes Manuel in the front court, driving far side, drops it off on the far side for a three-point attempt by Romanek. That is good. And Mount Spokane takes the lead 17-16, an errant pass in the backcourt, knocked away by Manuel. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 5:09 left in the second quarter. Mount Spokane 17, Wahai 16, and a timeout called by the Blue Devils. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
A text from my good friend Peter Allen at the Wahai North Central boys game said, quote, it was at least a 10-point deficit. One point, says Micah Eggert, has 2 fouls. He said, but they're scrapping, are the Blue Devil boys, who trailed big early in that contest. But 19-17, the score over North Central. North Central lead over the Wahai Blue Devil boys, and we get back to play here. Mount Spokane High School, a drive by Ruben Boyd, and she is fouled by Rubright, just step her second personal foul. Bridget Boyd to the free throw line, a couple of Wallace Bryant free throws. First by Bridget, is off the back of the rim, no good. 17-16 in her goal. Mount Spokane with the lead. 11-1 surge. Second floor as Bridget Boyd makes the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and not the score at 17-17. And well, over on court, bounces to the high post around, and well, on the near side of Romanu. Hits it up top with the basketball as Rubright dribbles to the far side, hands it off to Manuel. Now between the rings to Romanu. He'll dribble to the near side around a screen by Rash, far side of Manuel. 9 seconds on the top clock. Manuel, free throw line extended. Gets it inside for Rash. Goes around to Rim Hayes. Back in the lane. Short one on the way. Around and good for Rubright. Beautiful message from the part of the Wildcats. Lead 19-17. Over the pass near side. It is knocked away and taken by Mount Spokane. Taken by Weiss. He'll stop and pop. Free throw line and hit. 8 points in the game for Weiss. And Mount Spokane up 21-17. Lawyer to the far side of the table. Kaya Lawyer on the dribble. Kaya Lawyer to the near side. Pass on the near wing to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley to the basketball. One dribble. Looks loose inside. No getting home. The ball out of bounds. Rebound Spokane. Zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce back for the Blue Devils. For Kaya Lawyer and Campion. Check in. For Mount Spokane. Amber Jones, tonight's scoreboard update. Mount Spokane 21, Wahai 17. High post crash with the basketball, goes into the lane, throws it up and misses it. Rebound comes off to Franzen, near side to Billingsley. 21-17 at Mount Spokane, 3:28 counting left in the second quarter. Billingsley off to Hayes. Hayes is going to the near side, going to go into the lane, and she's going to have a shot blocked inside. Trying to see a point out of bounds and did so to Pierce. Far side, Billingsley for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound deflected near side, taken by Hayes. Hayes almost had it knocked away. Looks to bounce it inside. The ball off a leg, taken by Mount Spokane. And Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. Weiss on the far side. The basketball far side moves inside, and there for the land, and missing it is Rash. There is an offensive rebound. And the good back is Campion. Campion looking like a champion on that play. 23-17, Mount Spokane, 43 in the second quarter. An errant pass in the backcourt might have been deflected by Mount Spokane, and it was. And the Blue Devils will retain in the backcourt with 21 seconds on the shot clock. Mount Spokane by a half dozen here, 23-17. As if the Conoco substitution Cessna 3 for the Wildcats. He's the inbound on the near sideline in backcourt, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Bridget Boyd. Boyd will loop it on the far side of Grady Pierce. Pierce will drive on the far side, gets around Rash, cannot score, and Rash gets the rebound. Far side, it goes to Cessnick. Cessnick into the front court, near side of Manuel. Manuel will slow things up, being guarded by Delilah Franson. This round pick, open out front. Good. By Manuel and North Central. Up in the boys' game. North Central over the Wahai boys at Mount Spokane, leading the Wahai girls here 26-17 as Lucy Billingsley drives into the lane, lays it up no good, but she is fouled on the play by Lucy Billingsley, looking for her point or points on that. First ball, the daily driver goes on its way, it's off the rim, no good. 26-17 in favor of Mount Spokane. And we have a timeout, a full timeout called by Mount Spokane. 2:05 left in the second quarter. 26-17 in favor of Mount Spokane. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Booster on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Another text message from our friend Peter Allen, who's at North Central High School. Wahai Blue Devil boys taking on at North Central in a play-in game. And he states that Derek Bingham is 5 for 5. Initial text message indicated that he was 4 for 4 from long distance. And he says, which may not be good in the long run, but I'll take it now. And then he texted again and said he was 5 for 5. My goodness, how cool is that? As we resume play here at Mount Spokane High School, Roy Eli, I coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil girls trading 26-17 and 26-18. As she battles in the second at Walla Daily Grind free throw, and she will be replaced in the Blue Devil lineup by Micaiah Lawyer. Blue Devils have been scored here in the second quarter, 20-3. Blue Devils led 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. Mount Spokane leading at the moment, 26, now 28-18. A lay-in put up and good by Tampion. Off an assist at the high post by Rash. They'll put up backcourt pressure. It's broken by the Blue Devils. Bridget Boyd down the near side, lays the ball up and in. Blue Devils did a nice job attacking the full court pressure of Mount Spokane. Now a 28-20 ball game in favor of the Wildcats. 1:31 in counting time remaining second quarter. Rash into the lane just inside the free throw line. Puts it up and misses it. Ball knocked out of bounds by Tampion. Ball back to Blue Devils. Kermit Hayes to inbound. This one needed by McKay Lawyer. So they're on the part of Mount Spokane. And it's broken by the Blue Devils. A spin move by Bridget Boyd. Oh, is Delilah Franzen, and Franzen scores. He has a half dozen in the game. The Blue Devils within a half dozen. 28-22, Mount Spokane, 103 and count left in the second quarter. From far back. Oh, my. Romanu scores. Blue Devils turn the basketball over. And a shot by Manuel. Far side is up and in. Just like that, Mount Spokane is up by 11. 33-22. 42 seconds counting left in the second quarter. Kermit Hayes the near side of the basketball. Runner near side, off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected inside, taken by Pierce. And her shot goes left side, it's something good. And a basket for the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce. 34. Okay, only 3 seconds left in the second quarter. Fresh time, all alone. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Kermit Hayes. Hayes will get it into the front court, far side. line down to Pierce. You cannot score, but Pierce is fouled. And well, her first. Here's the 3-9 for Walla Daily Grind. The first football line is up and it's good. The 7-point contest. The Blue Devil trade 33-25. 8-7 remaining in the second quarter. Gracie Pierce. All of the ground here off the front of the room. He got off the right. And here comes Mails Hawk in. And Roman with the basketball. Driving to the line. It's the ball. No good if he's not. Foul. 1 second left. Here at number two. Transition. The mark of Mails Hawk in. And the Yale Lawyer. Good call. Roman in the throw line. Two all of the ground free throws.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue.
Happy's
in
Pizza.
Walla Walla.
Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's Pappy's Pizza and Pasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions, We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Our apologies. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Welcome back to Mount Spokane. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing Mount Spokane here at halftime 35-25. We welcome you now to our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for Mount Spokane, Manuel with 7, Weiss 6, Rubright with 2, 2 for Rash, 8 for Romanuk, 1 point for Holla, and 7 for Tampion. Mount Spokane, 14 field goals in half 1, 3 from long distance. Mount Spokane, 4 for 7 from the free throw line, and the Wildcats were called for 5 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, in half number 1, Gracie Pierce with 7 points, Lucy Billingsley 1, Delilah Franzen with 6, and 9 points scored by Bridget Boyd, and 2 for Corinne Hayes. The Blue Devils with 10 first half field goals, 1 Bruce Reed 3. Blue Devils just 4 for 8 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 4 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Mount Spokane 35, Wahai 25. We'll continue the Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School. Roy Eaton coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls are trailing the Mount Spokane by a score of 35-25. And we now continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you that the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is coming up on March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. Individual tickets are still available for $50, or perhaps you would like a table sponsorship. Those are available as well. Information can be obtained at Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. Remember, the winner of this contest between Mount Spokane and Wahai will move on to the District 6 tournament and play Ridgeline on Saturday. The loser of this contest will see its season come to an end. That is also the case at North High School in Spokane, where Wahai Blue Devil boys are taking on North Central. And at last check, late in the second quarter, the Wahai Blue Devil boys were leading North Central by a score of 34-33. So we're hoping for the best for the Blue Devil boys. The winner of that contest will be taking on Mount Spokane in the opening round of the District 6 playoffs on Saturday. The loser will see its season come to an end. And that is going to do it for our halftime report on this Thursday night. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Mount Spokane 35, Wahai 25. We'll have second half action for you after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And the latest from North Central High School in Spokane, the Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing at Mount Spokane at halftime. North Central 35, the Wahai Blue Devils 34. We're just about set to begin the second half of this play-in game between the Wahai Blue Devil girls and Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane exploding in the second quarter, scoring 29 points to the Blue Devils 10. Mount Spokane leads as we begin the second half of play by a score of 35 to 25. Blue Devils with the first possession. Lucy Billingsley, far side with the basketball, on the far side to Boyd, up top to Billingsley, between the rings to Corinne Hayes, far side to Billingsley. Billingsley, top of the key, extended to Franzen, near side to Corinne Hayes. Hayes inside for Billingsley. Left-handed lay-in, left it short, but a foul is going to be called on Mount Spokane. Beautiful execution by the Blue Devils. A foul called on Romanu. And stepping to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will be Lucy Billingsley. We're 16 seconds in to the third quarter. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and no good. Another attempt coming for Lucy Billingsley. It is on its way, and it is good. The Blue Devil free throw shooting tonight, on again, off again. 5 for 10 for the Blue Devils in the ball game, and it's now 35 to 26 in favor of Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. Shot clock at 17, Romanu for the basketball. Pass from the near side to Manuel. Manuel around a pick, loops it inside. Campion wide open, blows the lay-in. The rebound is knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball will stay with Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball is looped in. With the basketball is Rubright. Near side it goes to White. He'll bounce it in for Campion. Campion into the lane. Now on the far side, Romanu. She'll dribble to the near side and stop. Far side to Manuel. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Manuel in possession between the rings to Campion. Top of the key extended. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now it is Manuel with the basketball on the near side. Here's a long three on the way near side. In and out, a heartbreak. That time, 4. White. And the Blue Devils get the rebound. Far side, it is Boyd with the basketball, driving on the far side. Boyd will lay it up short. The rebound comes off to Mount Spokane, taken by White. Manuel in possession of the basketball for Mount Spokane. Dribbles to the near side, gets it on the wing. Romanu for a three-pointer. That is up and good. 38-26 Mount Spokane, 6:20 and counting left in the third quarter. point to the basketball near side. Had it knocked away, recovered it, drives into the lane and scores. Bridget Boyd with 11 points in the ball game. The Blue Devils down 10, 38-28. Looping pass inside, almost knocked away by the Blue Devils, but taken in the lane. Shot up and filled by Rubright. Rubright scores, and it's 40-28 in favor of Mount Spokane. Hayes pass in the front court is knocked away to the near sideline. A nice bit of hustle on the part of Weiss as she goes into the Blue Devil bench, just a couple of rows below me. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Tip zone Conoco substitution for both teams. Sestick has re-entered for Mount Spokane. Gracie Pierce is back for the Blue Devils. Couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions. 5:47 and counting left in the third. Billingsley runner in the lane, up and good. Lucy Billingsley scores her first field goal of the game. She has 4 in the game, 3 in the quarter, and the Blue Devils trail by 10, 40-30. With the basketball is Weiss. Now it's on the far side to Sesnick. Top of the key champion, passing side, knocked away and out of bounds by Franson, and the ball will stay with Mount Spokane. Wildcats to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. With the basketball near side is Rubright, and the ball knocked away and taken by the Blue Devils. Pierce off to Bridget Boyd. She'll pass to Corinne Hayes. Loops it on the near side for Bridget Boyd. Boyd near side, three-pointer on the way. It's going to be short. Rebound out to Gracie Pierce, and they're going to call a foul. Going to call a foul on Mount Spokane with 5:09 left in the third, and it's called on Campion. The Devils to inbound on the baseline. To get the basketball in will be Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley loops it up top for Gracie Pierce. Has the ball knocked away from behind by Manuel. Once, twice, Manuel saves it inbound. And Mount Spokane comes the other way after the Blue Devil turnover. She saved it inbound that time to Sesnick. Manuel on the far side with the basketball. Long three on the way. Just to the left of the top of the key. It's up and good. That's the fifth free in the ball game for Mount Spokane, the second in the quarter, and they're up by a baker's dozen. Billingsley with a runner near side. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound is Delilah Franson. He has it ripped away by Mount Spokane. The Wildcats come the other way. Shot near side, put up and missed by Manuel. Rebound is taken by Mount Spokane, and the Wildcats will reset in the half court. 4:24 and counting left in the third quarter. Mount Spokane 43, the Blue Devils 30. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. Top of the key. Bounce pass near side. And a foul going to be called. A reach-in foul on the Blue Devils. Entry pass near side by Tampion. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Lucy Billingsley. First personal. And the Blue Devils first of the second half. Mount Spokane in possession. Manuel in the near corner. Next time it's dead, Rash will re-enter the Mount Spokane lineup. Manuel near side will put it up. Has her shot blocked near side. And the rebound off to Delilah Franson. Franson with a basketball. On the far side it goes to Billingsley. Billingsley gets it up top for Corinne Hayes. Hayes will drive far side. Lay it up, no good. There for the follow is Gracie Pierce. Her lay-in attempt is no good. And the rebound off to Manuel. Manuel is double-teamed near side. We'll get the ball off of the backcourt to Rubright, and Rubright will dribble to the near side, a double team, and a timeout call by Mount Spokane with 3:36 left in the third, 43-30 Mount Spokane, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing at Mount Spokane by a score of 45-31. 2 minutes and 49 seconds remaining played in the third quarter. And we have multiple zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. And the Blue Devils will inbound the basketball in the backcourt after a Mount Spokane turnover. Boy, things were looking so promising and so good for the Blue Devils early in this ball game. The Blue Devils led at the end of the first quarter 15-6. But since then, it's been all Mount Spokane. Near side, Corinne Hayes. Pass from the far side to Gracie Pierce. Pierce for the basketball. Pass from the lane is deflected out front, taken by Lawyer. Her shot from the free throw line is no good. There for the rebound is Corinne Hayes. One dribble in the lane, and she'll put it up and in. Good poise on the part of Corinne Hayes to pull the Blue Devils within 12. 45-33 in favor of Mount Spokane. Aaron pass in the front court. It's taken by Corinne Hayes. Hayes with the basketball. She'll loop it inside for Pierce. It's taken by Boyd. Boyd, reverse lay-in is no good. And the rebound comes off to Boyd. Another attempt is no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Mount Spokane. And it will stay in the possession of the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 2:05 left in the third quarter. Mount Spokane, 45. Wahai, 33. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball bounced inside for Pierce, left-handed. Lane is up and good for Gracie Pierce. And there is your fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. And an update from Peter Allen. The Wahai Blue Devil boys in North Central tied at 51 after three periods of play. What a game there at North Central. Here it is 45-35 in favor of Mount Spokane. 47-35. Lay-in off of this by Rash. Her lay-in gives Mount Spokane a 47-35 lead. Shot by Lawyer is in and out. No good out front. Offensive rebound by Billingsley. And Billingsley lays the ball up and in. Billingsley with a half dozen points, 47-37 in favor of Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. And there's a shot put up and good by Rash. Rash with another lay-in, 49-37 in favor of Mount Spokane. Boyd with a three straight away. And that one is good for Bridget Boyd. A blue three. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And a timeout call by the Blue Devils with 51.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Mount Spokane, 49. Wahai, 40. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. A scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Mount Spokane 49, Wahigh 40, 51 and 7/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Mount Spokane inbounding in the backcourt. Romanoff with the basketball. On the near side to Tampion. Back to Romanoff. Far side to Rash. Pops off to Manuel. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Manuel with the basketball. Surveying the Blue Devils 2-3 zone. Far side with the basketball is Romanoff. Spin move far side on Boyd. Gets it on the near side. Manuel is open for a three that is off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, taken by Bridget Boyd. Boyd into the front court, pass to the far side, deflected out of bounds by Romanoff. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. 17.7 seconds left in period three. 49-40 in favor of Mount Spokane. On the far side here is Boyd, open for a three. It's an air ball from the deep far corner, and Campion with the rebound. Now it is off, driving on the near side, going all the way, laying the ball up and in. It is Manuel. Are they going to count the basket? There was contact inside. A Mount Spokane player went to the deck. Let's check on this. No indication yet from the officials with 8 6/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 49-40 is our score in favor of Mount Spokane. Romanoff went down hard in the lane. And the officials still discussing things. It is 49-40 Mount Spokane. 8 6/10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Remember, the winner of this game will advance to the District 6 tournament, which opens on Saturday. The winner of this game will play number one seed Ridgeline. The loser will see its season come to an end. Officials' discussion still continuing. And for those of you who haven't heard, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys and North Central having a nice battle at North Central High School. The teams tied at 51 heading to the fourth quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Shayla Creason into the game. Delilah Franzen into the game. Lucy Billingsley comes to the sideline along with Bridget Boyce. And the officials talking things over now with folks at the scorer's bench. And the discussion continuing on this Thursday night. And now the officials talking things over with both coaches. One official near side talking to Coach Clark. Another official on the far side talking things over with one of the Mount Spokane Brain Trust. And again, not exactly sure what is happening here. A long, long delay. And I believe a foul was called. The teams are going to go to their respective benches. So they're ruling an intentional foul called on the Blue Devils. They're going to call it on Bridget Boyd. And Weiss will go to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is no good. She missed it. She missed it. So it remains 49-40 in favor of Mount Spokane. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up, and this one is good. Tough break for the Blue Devils. Tough break for the Blue Devils as the free throws are split. First one missed, the second one made. Now, Mount Spokane inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Here's a drive into the lane by White. We're going to have a foul called on the Blue Devils with 4.1 seconds left in the third quarter. And that is going to be called on Lawyer. Each team has three fouls here in the third quarter. And to the stripe for two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws is Weiss. The first off the back of the rim, no good. Dip zone Conoco substitution. Lucy Billingsley into the game. And she replaces Gracie Pierce. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Weiss. The free throw is off the back of the rim. Long rebound off the Billingsley. Trying to block by Manuel. That desperation attempt is swatted away. And here at the end of the third quarter, the scoreboard shows Mount Spokane 50, Wahai 40, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing Mount Spokane 50-40 in this play-in game, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Rubright as she elbowed Delilah Franzen on the baseline. And now the official is going to have a discussion on the baseline. A pretty obvious foul as the elbow was thrown. I wonder if they're trying to decide if it was an intentional foul or not. I think it might have been a fluke-type play. The ball will go back to the Blue Devils. Offensive foul called on Rubright. That is her third personal foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound to the backcourt, trailing 50-40. We have just begun the fourth quarter of this play-in game. Winner to district, lose her out. It's that simple. Near side, Hayes with the basketball. Near corner to Bridget Boyd. Just got tough to Matt Lawyer. Bounce down from the near side to Hayes. Hayes will drive into the lane. Corinne Hayes will put it up off the glass and good. A miraculous shot by Corinne Hayes, and we have a 50-42 ball game in favor of Mount Spokane. 7:22 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils put up a little backcourt pressure. Driving on the near side with a basketball is Paula. Paula dribbles on the sideline near side, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. The trail 50-42 and a zip zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce into the contest for a gallant Delilah Franzen. 7:15 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils trailing 50-42. Boyer on the near side. Boyd. A three on the way by Bridget is going to be short. A rebound deflected. It is taken by Mount Spokane, taken by Manuel. And the reach in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. To be called on Bridget Boyd. That's two on Bridget Boyd, and Mount Spokane will inbound in the backcourt. The ball comes in to Weiss. Far side it goes to Paula. Weiss, who looks at far side to Rash, gets it inside for a lane that is put up and blown by Rubright, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. Perhaps that attempt a little too easy. She missed it. Billingsley far side with a basketball between the rings to Boyd. Far side, Billingsley. Billingsley between the rings to Boyd. Far side to Billingsley. A 2-3 zone look being shown by Mount Spokane. Lawyer with a pass inside. It's stolen by Weiss. Weiss will get it into the front court to Manuel. Manuel goes in and he is fouled by Micaiah Lawyer. 6:26 left in the fourth quarter.
Dante, a lawyer with the foul.
Next opportunity, Delilah Franson will check into the Blue Devil lineup. And to the free throw line will be Manuel for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. And after much deliberation, the first free throw is in the air. What a heartbreak. Flip zone Conoco substitutions. Delilah Franson re-enters for the Blue Devils. And Romanuk is back for Mount Spokane. 6:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. 50-42, Mount Spokane. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good for Manuel. And Mount Spokane up by 9, 51-42. Hayes between the rings with the basketball, far side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley gets it inside on the back door. There is Bridget Boyd for the lay-in. Bridget Boyd with 16 in the game, and it's 51-44 in favor of Mount Spokane. 6:02 and counting time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. On the far side, it is White. Three on the way. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Franson. Delilah far side on the dribble, off for Lucy Billingsley. Between the rings to Rin Hay. He'll launch a long three. It's in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Franson. And the ball back to Mount Spokane. Oh, a heartbreak there for the Blue Devils. And the zip zone coming back into the game for Mount Spokane is champion, and she is in for Rubright. 5:41 left in the fourth quarter.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Mount Spokane High School. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 5:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing Mount Spokane 53-46. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lucy Billingsley up and no good. A foul a moment ago on Weiss of Mount Spokane, her first and the team's third of the quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good for Lucy Billingsley. We have a timeout called by Mount Spokane with 5:01 left in the fourth quarter. Mount Spokane 53, Wahai 47, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Mount Spokane High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing Mount Spokane Wildcats 53-47 with 5:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. An update from North Central. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading at North Central in a play-in game. Winner to district, loser out. The Blue Devils leading North Central in that boys contest 65-60. Timeout period is over, and Mount Spokane possesses the basketball. Ball comes in to Romanek. Campion, Romanek, the ball knocked away by Franzen, recovered by Campion. And we almost had a 10-second call, but not quite, as Mount Spokane crosses the midcourt line. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Manuel with a basketball, driving on the near side, gets it inside. Now it is down to the far side. Romanek open for three, and that one is good. ...56-47, Mount Spokane. Here is Franzen at the high post. Far side, it goes to Lawyer. Dipstone Conoco substitution during the timeout period. It's inside for Delilah Franzen, and Franzen is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul is called on Campion. That's her fourth. Stepping to the stripe, Delilah Franzen for a Walla Walla Gate free throw. First one is no good. And the pattern continues. Struggled all night long from the free throw line. They were 6 for 12 through three periods of play. Lila looking to convert here. 4:22 left in the fourth quarter. And she does. Splits the pair. Now Spokane in possession of the basketball. Here's Romanek. Pass far side to Rash. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound deflected by Franzen. Taken by Billings, or by Lawyer, excuse me. Now it's off to Kareem Hayes. Pass on the near side is deflected. And who's near side? The foul is going to be called on Mateo Lawyer as he tried to knock the ball away from Manuel. Lawyer picks up the foul. That's her fourth. Rubright, Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Mount Spokane. She is in for Campion. 4:04 left in the fourth quarter. 56-48 Mount Spokane. Manuel on the far side with a basketball is Weiss. Runners up top. Here is a three on the way. In and out, no good. It corkscrewed out for Manuel. Here come the Blue Devils. Franzen near side to Lawyer. Lawyer will go into the lane. Lawyer all the way, puts it up no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Mount Spokane. And the ball to the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 56-48 Mount Spokane. With 3:44 left in the fourth quarter. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils. 56-48 Mount Spokane. 3:44 left in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Okay, I think we're back by way of the Comrex. Okay, super. Appreciate it, Juliana. Oh, talk about coming through in the face of adversity. Brower, you are amazing. We come back into play. A foul was called on Mount Spokane. It was called on Romanu. And Greasy Pierce at the free throw line missed the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And the second on its way is on the front of the rim, and we have a lane violation called, and Gracie will get another opportunity. The 3:42 left in the final period, 56-48 Mount Spokane. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend, Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Gracie Pierce misses once again, and Mount Spokane comes away with a basketball. Right there, the Blue Devils who trail 56-48, 3.5 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. And perhaps in the Blue Devils season, unless things turn around in an awfully big hurry. High post, Rash gets it up top to Manuel. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Pass inside, stolen by Delilah Franzen. Outlets it on the near side to Bridget Boyd. Boyd in the backcourt, off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes one dribble, far side to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley goes into the lane, stops. Pass to the near side, volleyball to the near side, taken by Bridget Boyd. A three on the way by Bridget is good! Bruce Reed, three, $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of Georgia Chase Essler and Edward Jones. On the far side, knocked out of bounds by Tracy Pierce. Tracy with good hustle, and the ball stays with Mount Spokane. 2:55 left in the fourth quarter, 56-51 in favor of Mount Spokane. And the Wildcats will inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball in a Roman move. Now it is Manuel in possession of the basketball. She'll get it to the midcourt area. The ball knocked away by Franzen and knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds by Billingsley. And the ball will stay with Mount Spokane. 56-51. Mount Spokane leading the Blue Devils with 2:46 left in the fourth quarter. Again, at last word, at North Central, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys leading North Central 65-60. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. Shot from the far side on the baseline. Put up and good by Rubright. Big basket there, and it's 58-51. Mount Spokane, far side, Billingsley for three, and that's good! Bruce Reed, three means $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of Jordan Chase Hessler and Edward Jones, more importantly. Or just as important to the folks at Edward Jones, that giant. Oh, the 4-point spread, 58-54, Mount Spokane. A ball knocked away, taken by Corinne Hayes. Pass to the near side, Franzen. Inside for Billingsley. No to Boyd. She lays the ball up and in, and it's a 2-point game. Timeout, Mount Spokane. It's okay. Remaining in the fourth. Holy Toledo. 58-56, Mount Spokane. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back now. Coming here from a location, and it looks like the Wahigh Blue Devils 1.1 seconds away from a victory over North Central. They missed a free throw. North Central going to heave at three-quarter court. Looks like time has run out, but I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps a timeout. So the Blue Devils leading that game 69-66 in the closing seconds, or second, if you will. Mount Spokane here leading 58-56 over the Wahigh Blue Devil girls. 1:43 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Shot clock at 8. In the near corner, here's a three-point attempt. It's no good. Taken by Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley out of the backcourt on the dribble. Billingsley going to go all the way and lay it up. Miss it. And the rebound off to Tambien. And we're going to have a foul called on Gracie Pierce. Foul on Gracie Pierce. That is her second. But they put 7 seconds from North Central. Blue Devils, 69. North Central boys, 66. What an interesting development that is. Sesnick has re-entered, a zip zone Conoco substitution. 1:19 left in the fourth quarter, 58-56, Mount Spokane. Wildcats will inbound to the backcourt. Manuel to get the basketball in. and does so to Tambien. Tambien on the far side. Pass on the near side. With a basketball is Cessnick. Guarded by Bridget Boyd. Will they cross the midcourt line? They just do. Emmanuel dribbles to the near side. Has the ball knocked away from behind by Bridget Boyd. Here comes Boyd into the front court. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley stops on the far side. Billingsley on the dribble. We're in the final minute. Time remaining fourth quarter. 58-56 in favor of Mount Spokane. Dribbling to the near side is Bridget Boyd. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 2-0 dribble from the far side. Got a pick from Hayes. Open for three. Far side. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound near side. Knocked out of bounds by a hustling Delilah Franzen. And the ball back to Mount Spokane with 43 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And we have a timeout called. A timeout called by the Blue Devils with 43.3 seconds to go in the fourth. 58-56, Mount Spokane, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
And the Wahai Blue Devil boys keep their season alive. The Blue Devils victorious in a play-in game, defeating North Central 69-66. So the Blue Devils will play on Saturday here at Mount Spokane against the top-seeded Mount Spokane Wildcats. Meanwhile, the Wahai Blue Devil girls trying to keep their 2025-26 season alive. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Mount Spokane 58-56 with 43 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Mount Spokane to inbound the basketball in the backcourt. Manuel wanting to inbound, but they're going to call a holding foul on Corinne Hayes near side. And that is five fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes with the foul. Her second personal. Shooting two for Mount Spokane will be Cessnick. She has not scored in the game. The free throw is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Micaiah Lawyer into the contest, and she will replace Delilah Franzen. 59-56 Mount Spokane, and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution from Duke. Is she going to check in? Not yet. Is she or isn't she? Should I stay or should I go? Well, she will check into the ball game, and she replaces Weiss. This a big free throw coming up for Cessnick. A chance to make it a two-possession game with 43.3 seconds to go. And she does just that. 60-56 in favor of Mount Spokane. They'll put up backcourt pressure. Hayes with the basketball, loops it on the near side for Bridget Boyd. Far side, Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer up top for Hayes. Hayes gets away from Manuel. Far side, Lawyer. Three on the way by Mack. Is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound off to Manuel. Manuel on the near side. And the ball is taken by Cessnick. And a foul called on the Blue Devils. A pushing foul near side on Hayes. And back to the stripe, Cessnick for two more. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 26 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And here is the first free throw by Cessnick. It is off the rim, no good. Coach Clark thinking about taking a timeout, but then thinks otherwise. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw upcoming for Cessnick. It is up, and it is good. 61-56, Mount Spokane. Boyd into the front court, down the near side. Going to take it, get it in the near corner to Lawyer. One dribble, a three on the way by Mack is going to be off the rim, no good. The rebound inside is fought for. Bodies on the floor, and we are going to have a tie-up, I believe, or are we going to have a timeout called? They're going to give Mount Spokane a timeout with 11 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, I think. One official pointed Mount Spokane's way. And the officials still talking things over. 61-56 Mount Spokane, and they are going to give Mount Spokane credit for a timeout. A good hustle play on the far side by Manuel. Looked like she was tied up, but they're going to give a timeout to Mount Spokane, much to the chagrin of Coach Mike Clark on the near sideline. 61-56 Mount Spokane, 11.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and we will keep it here. Again, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys victorious at North Central. In a play-in game, Blue Devils keep their season alive with a 69-66 triumph over North Central. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls, 11.3 seconds away from having their season come to a close. The Blue Devils down 5, 61-56. Some of the partisans heading for the exits as Lainey Hand makes her way to the scorer's bench. And a situation where Lainey Hand checks into the game. A substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. The Blue Devils right now in dire straits. A gallant comeback. Blue Devils off to a great start, finishing the game strong. But what happened in between? Leaving a lot to be desired as Mount Spokane dominated quarters 2 and 3. Actually, the teams played on even terms in the third quarter, each team scoring 15 points, but Mount Spokane a 29-point second quarter, and that may be the difference here tonight. The ball is inbounded, and a quick foul on Bridget Boyd with 9.9 seconds to go. She fouled Manuel. And Manuel will shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. And at the next opportunity, Mac Lawyer will check in to the Blue Devil lineup. But first things first, a free throw attempt for Manuel, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The free throw in the air, and it's around and off. She missed it. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Mac Lawyer back, and she is in for Lainey Hand. Hand checking in for a moment, and now she is back on the bench. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Manuel. It is up, and it is no good. She missed it. Rebound deflected far side. Knocked out of bounds by Mount Spokane. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 8 and 8/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And a substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Holla re-enters, and she is in for Weiss. Backcourt pressure by Mount Spokane. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 8.8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 61-56 Mount Spokane, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
8.8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls down by 5, 61-56. The Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt with 8.8 seconds to go. Again, if you haven't heard, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys winning at North Central and keeping their season alive. They will play here against Mount Spokane on Saturday. Time to be determined. Passing the far side by Hayes, knocked out of bounds on the far sideline by Romanuk. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils, 0.3 seconds going off the clock. Hayes far side. Blue Devils have to act and act quickly. Pass to the near side to Lawyer. One dribble. And she is fouled. Silly foul there by Romanuk. A very silly foul. And that stops the clock with 6.1 seconds left. And we'll send Mac Lawyer to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. A chance to make it a one possession game here. The crowd is hushed. Get the free throw by Mac. Good. 61-57 Mount Spokane with 6.1 seconds to go. Zip Zone Conoco substitution of Weiss back in, and she replaces Hubba. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Lawyer. Chance to make it a one-possession game. It is up, and it is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Delilah Franzen checks in for Micaiah Lawyer, and the Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Trailing by three, 61-58 with 6.1 seconds to go. Romanuk gets the ball in, and a foul is going to be called. Two hands in the back by Corinne Hayes on Tampion. And we'll shoot more free throws. This game was moving along rather swiftly, but it's taken on a snail's pace in part because of the closeness of this contest. As Tampion steps to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Blue Devils hoping for a couple of misses here with 4.6 seconds to go. The free throw off the back of the rim, no good. She missed it. Mac Lawyer back into the game. She'll replace Delilah Franzen. And a substitution. Hulla has checked back in for Mount Spokane. She replaced Weiss. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Tampion. Free throw in the air, and this one is no good. She missed it. Rebound comes off to Lawyer with 2 seconds. With one, she is stripped from behind, and the ball game is over. The Blue Devils, a gallant comeback, but come up 3 points short. The Wahai Blue Devils season has come to a close. Mount Spokane keeps its season alive. A hard-fought game here tonight, won by Mount Spokane, a final score of 61-58. And we're going to get right into our post-game show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game, Bridget Boyd. Her final game as a Blue Devil, she scored 21 points in the contest tonight. And for her efforts, we're going to recognize Bridget Boyd as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. And our abbreviated Chevelle Construction post-game show on this school night now transitions into the final statistics phase presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, mechanical insulation, waterproofing products. 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for Mount Spokane, Manuel with 11, 9 points for Weiss, 6 for Rubright, 8 for Rash, 3 points for Cessnick, or two, I beg your pardon, 14 for Romanuk, 1 point for Hala, and Tampion scored 7 points in the ball game, and we're going to do this on the fly, so bear with us. 23 field goals in the game for Mount Spokane, 6 from outside the arc, and Mount Spokane, from the free throw line, attempted 21 free throws. And let's see how many they made. They made a dozen free throws. Well, I take that back. They weren't that good, for heaven's sake. See, they attempted 21. And they made only 9. So despite that poor free throw shooting, 43%, Mount Spokane comes away with the triumph. 9 for 21 from the free throw line for Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane was called for 14 personal fouls in the contest. For the Blue Devils, Micaiah Lawyer with 2 points, 11 for Gracie Pierce, 10 points for Lucy Billingsley, 7 for Delilah Franzen, Bridget Boyd with 21, a game high. Corinne Hayes scored 7. The Blue Devils in tonight's ball game, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 22 field goals in the ball game. The Blue Devils had 4 Bruce Reed threes. That means $40 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Blue Devils tonight did not do well from the free throw line. Again, bear with me as we're doing this on the fly. 19 attempts in the game for the Blue Devils. They made 10 in this contest. Blue Devils 10 for 19, 53%. The Blue Devils were called 14 personal fouls. Our final statistics, again, presented by our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our short and sweet postgame show from Spokane. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. The Wahai Blue Devil girls' season comes to an end with an overall mark of 8-14. But there will be more Blue Devil basketball on the way on Saturday. The Wahai Blue Devil boys, after a win at North Central tonight, 69-66, will be coming here to take on top-seeded Mount Spokane in the opening round of the District 6 boys basketball tournament for 2025-26. The game time at this point is indefinite, but we plan to carry the contest. And perhaps we'll have some adversity, more adversity on Saturday when we come back up here, or perhaps things will be just fine as far as our broadcast is concerned. But we will have Blue Devil basketball for you on Saturday. We'll be back here at Mount Spokane for a contest opening round of District 6 boys basketball. The Wahai Blue Devils taking on top-seeded Mount Spokane. Some thank yous to go out as we sign up tonight from Mount Spokane. Certainly want to thank Mount Spokane Athletic Director Bobby Lee for providing us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at Mount Spokane, right behind the Blue Devil bench, and I suspect that's where we're going to be on Saturday. Also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Fazzari, and a big assist to her dad, Rod. Some adversity going on this evening. We did some of the broadcast by Comrex, some of it by cell phone, but their efforts are greatly appreciated under most trying circumstances, without question. We also want to thank all of the great sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible. Of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our broadcast tonight from Spokane. I'm Roy Elias reporting from Mount Spokane High School, telling you one final time as we sign off this evening. The Wahai Blue Devil girls, a gallant effort tonight, but come up short, and their 2025-26 season comes to an end. The Blue Devils defeated in a play-in game here tonight, losing to Mount Spokane by a final score of 61-58. Mount Spokane advances to the District 6 girls basketball tournament, which commences on Saturday. The Wahai girls season comes to an end with a final overall record of 8-14. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, returning to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC. And from Mount Spokane High School, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.